government has challenged individuals with evidence on the alleged misappropriation of the second tier pension fund to come forward. Government reiterates that the fund has been invested in the Bank of Ghana to accrue interest for workers. Addressing a news conference in Accra this morning, the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Umane-Buama, described as distortion claims by the striking workers that government cannot account for the second-tier contributions. He spoke of more distortions made by the workers.
Among other claims, it has been said that Tier 2 contributions deducted since 2010 cannot be accounted for. The National Pensions Regulatory Authority clarified this matter when it addressed a press conference last Thursday. Pursuant to Section 218 of Act 766, every employer is enjoined to open a temporary pension fund account, TPFA, into which all Tier 2 deductions will be kept in trust until time that trustees are appointed and fund managers duly registered. The NPRA disclosed that the total balance on account held by the Bank of Ghana as of 27th October 2014 is 1,641,117,027 cedis and 70 pesos. And this includes returns accrued after investment in treasury bills. It is also important to note that workers are adequately represented on the boards of SNIT and the NPRA by highly respected trade unionists, and therefore have opportunity to regularly learn about the status of their pension funds anytime they require such information. The notion, therefore, that government has concealed the details of the funds accrued so far is misleading. Distortion 3. Government has transferred pension funds to Pension Trust Alliance to purchase Merchant Bank. Another falsehood, which has been peddled with alacrity by a civil society group and most regrettably by senior figures within the political space, who by virtue of the position they occupy, we expect to know better, is that government has handed over pension funds kept at the Bank of Ghana to Pensions Alliance Trust to purchase Merchant Bank. We wish to state that per information available to government, this claim is totally false, mischievous, and was only invented to justify earlier falsehoods. We challenge anybody who has contrary opinion boldly step forward to contradict this position. Let us allow decorum and truth to prevail in the discourse.
Dr. Umane-Buama said the current mistrust between organized labor and government makes it difficult to release the account number of the fund. He urged organized labor to call off the strike and allow the courts to work.
I'm ready to revise my position if you are able to point to one labor union leader who has contested the figures put out by the Bank of Ghana. And if it is bank statements that will convince those who may be pushing this wicked lie, even if you put a bank statement on Meta, they will not believe it. They may ask that maybe write it on water or open the Bank of Ghana vote for them to see the money there before they will believe it. We believe in the power of the state in protecting pensioners. We believe the private sector has a role to play in this endeavor, but we are also guided by bitter case studies in Ghana and across the globe. When bankruptcy sets in, who will bail the poor pensioner out? Who will protect the retirement income security of the pensioner? This is a thrust of government's actions. Let us respect the court order, call off the strike, continue with the dialogue, continue with the negotiation, and let us have the court also pronounce on the issues that are before them.
Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Umane-Buama.
Now, to add to the press conference by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Umane-Buama, is the President of NAGRAT, Mr. Adaipuku. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Doreen.
Now, the minister seems to have cleared the air on the current impasse. Are issues raised by organized labor distortion as described by the minister?
Yes, it's really, really unfortunate that in an attempt to clarify certain issues, he has created more distortions for everybody. In the first place, he said, we spoke about the fact that government didn't have the mandate to appoint trustees and so on, but we didn't quote the relevant sections of the law. I thought that he was going to rather quote the relevant sections of the law that mandate government to be the guarantor, to be the person or the institution to appoint fund managers and so on. He also didn't do that. So at the end of it all, you see the confusion he has rather created, because he should have been specific on the act to say that these provisions make it clear that it is the government that must do that. Going forward, I also want to say that it is not fair for government to think of securing the future of certain Ghanaian workers and then undertaking not to do the same for other public sector workers. We have mentioned Bank of Ghana workers. I think they are also Ghanaians. So if they appoint their own custodians and fund managers and so on, and then there is a bankruptcy, they are also Ghanaians and government must be responsible. SNIT workers, Ghanaian Times workers, and many other quasi-governmental institutions whose workers have set up their own schemes and they are managing them themselves without any governmental interference. And so I don't know where that argument is coming from. There's nowhere in the Act that says that the government of Ghana is a guarantor for the scheme of the public sector workers or any other institution. And so I don't know where the minister is coming from on that. Added to that, too, let me also say that we have not had any interaction with Alliance Trust or its representative anywhere for the minister to come and say that they started discussions with the various unions' representatives and so on. As far as we are concerned, at least I can speak for the forum, no member of the forum has had any discussion with Alliance Trust or its representative anywhere that should be made mention of at the press conference. So for me, that is also not an issue that the public should accept. Apart from that, let me also say that when it comes to whereabouts of the money, we still insist that until there is an independent arbiter going into the whole issue of where the funds are and how much has accrued so far, we are unable to accept figures that have been put in the news media by somebody that has not been verified by any third party.
Well, Mr. Daifoku, now the minister stated that there's about 1.6 billion CDs in that account. Are you saying that you cannot trust that figure that he's mentioned?
What if I tell you it is more than that or less than that? It is his position. There is no independent party that has gone into the figures and come out to prove that what has been put out by MPRA is right or wrong. I think the account is being audited. Why wouldn't they wait for the audited accounts to come out and then they can make a position on it? Because as far as I know, before 2012, government of Ghana was owing so much, the remittances from Controller and Accountant General was not going, and at the point we were becoming more and more disquieted. I remember there were times that MPRA had to send charges to government of Ghana for delaying in payment of those remittances to Bank of Ghana and so on. And so it is not just saying that this is how much we have there, but is it the right amount that we are supposed to have? And it is it the right amount that you are quoting? All those issues must be interrogated.
But so by then, are you saying that the money is supposed to be more than the 1.6 billion he's mentioned?
I just made a hypothetical statement that what if it is more than that? Or what if it is less than that? Nobody has gone in there to verify. It is somebody's position. Whether that thing is true or not must be made verified by an independent person who has a know-how, able to audit the account and come out and tell us that, yes, government has not defaulted in any way in paying those monies to Bank of Ghana, and that government has not delayed in the remittances to Bank of Ghana, the custodian account, and so on. There are so many questions there. We must find out whether even the interest that is being paid on this thing, it is right or wrong, because this one spans a period of almost 5 years, and the interest rate on the treasury bills, as they claim, might not be the same at every investment time. So for me, there are so many issues that you don't just stand up and say that this is the amount and this is how much has accrued, this is how much we invested them, and everybody will take it hook, line, and sinker. It doesn't work that way.
Government has you, the unions, given an ex parte motion by the court directing that you should return to work. Are you going to do so? And then are you going to make an appearance at tomorrow's negotiating meeting?
Well, in the first place, let me say that as far as I'm speaking now, we have not received any notification of that ex parte motion and then the court order. We have not been notified yet. The unions are waiting. When we are notified, we will take a decision on the way forward. This is very, very important to us, and we will have to do everything to make sure that the interest of our membership is rightly protected.
But briefly, are you going to make an appearance at tomorrow's meeting?
Well, we are still, in fact, we are in a meeting now discussing. By the end of this meeting, I would be able to tell whether we are going to make an appearance tomorrow, because a lot of things have happened since last Friday to today, and that will inform whether we should stick to or by our first decision to meet the minister tomorrow or not to.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. That was the president of NAGRAT, Mr. Adaipoku, reacting to the earlier press conference by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanibuama.
Meanwhile, PricewaterhouseCoopers is conducting an audit of Ghana's pension system, particularly the second-tier pension fund. The focus is to help restructure the system to ensure that the Ghanaian pensioner enjoys the benefits of the fund. Controversy surrounding the second-tier pension fund has led to a week-long strike by organized labor. The Minister of Communications, Dr. Omanibuama, sheds more light on the audit of the pension scheme.
I'm ready to revise my position if you are able to point to one labor union leader who has contested the figures put out by the Bank of Ghana. Further assurance, as we speak now, Pricewaterhouse is conducting some work on the whole pension system, particularly with respect to this Tier 2 challenge. This is because picture that we have some institutions of state involved here. First one, Controller and Accountant General Department. Second, SNIT. Third, Bank of Ghana, if you look at the government side. And if you want to add a fourth one to it, you find the trustee. When the Controller Accountant General Department submits its data to SNIT, Controller doesn't even just go ahead and transfer monies directly, because the figures must also be validated by SNIT.